As the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century, Lady Thatcher is believed to have transformed Britain during her three terms in power between 1979 and 1990.
She done good things, she did terrible things.
What I remember of Thatcher is like when she introduced your right to buy council property. So it gave a lot of people foot on the housing ladder. And the Falkland War, obviously, and Argentina War. But that's the main thing about Thatcher I remember.
But Thatcher's free market policies and privatization of state industry also divided the country. Jasper Pilgrim was a teenager when riots broke out in 1981 against a background of heavy-handed policing and an 80% increase in unemployment among black people.
She made a lot of people homeless, a lot of people unemployed. She's got a lot of things that was wrong with her.
But Thatcher made no concession when asked to make a U-turn in her economic policies.
U-turn if you want to. The ladies not for turning.
82-year-old M. Nathan remembers how all these policies and her tough stance against the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War made Thatcher the so-called Iron Lady.
She was so stubborn. Typical woman, always right.
But Thatcher's close friend and spokesman Tim Bell can give a different perspective.
She was the most extraordinary woman. Great privilege to have worked for her, and even greater privilege to have lived in a country that she ran, because she ran it very well.
British Prime Minister David Cameron cut short his European trip to make tribute to the Iron Lady.
Well, today is a truly sad day for our country. We've lost a great Prime Minister, a great leader, a great Britain. As our first woman Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher succeeded against all the odds. And the real thing about Margaret Thatcher is that she didn't just lead our country, she saved our country. And I believe she'll go down as the greatest British peacetime Prime Minister.
She will not have a state funeral, but will receive the same status as Princess Diana and the Queen Mother. The ceremonial funeral with military honors will be held in around 10 days' time at St. Paul's Cathedral. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun in London.